It's a huge day, but depends which side of the political divide you stand on. I suspect there'll be many, many very pleased Republicans and perhaps a few worried Republicans as well. But a lot of Democrats, I suspect, today will have their head in their hands. The president-elect will go to the White House before the ceremony, where he'll meet the outgoing president. And then usually they travel together to the steps of Capitol Hill, where the Congress is, where the ceremony will take place. And the vice president will be sworn in first, and then the president himself at precisely 12 noon. There'll be a short ceremony. Trump will make a speech, and then there'll be a series of little sort of formal events, including the playing of Hail to the Chief, a 21-gun salute. Then there'll be lunches and parades and balls throughout the day. There's been a whole host of different performers who apparently have been invited, big names that we'll know, such as Elton John and Charlotte Church, who've turned him down, have many American recording artists. And you can understand politically why they don't want to be associated with him at this point in time. You've got to remember that sort of historically, many sort of performing artists have been associated with more progressive causes, and many of those progressives don't want to be associated with Trump at this time. This presidency is perhaps the most unusual, the most uncertain, the most unpredictable in a generation, at least, possibly since the Second World War, possibly ever in American history. People just don't know what to expect from the man. The whole transition period was a series of unexpected events and controversies, and I think many people think that that's going to carry on into his presidency. We just don't know how to read him. He's got no formal political experience. Now, he's coming from a completely different background from any other American president. He acts in a way that we've never seen before. He has a character that we've never seen before. So there's huge levels of uncertainty, and I think it's justified. We are unsure about how this will work out. I see continuity rather than change in the way that he deals with the press, picks fights with people, in the way that he uses Twitter to get his views across. That's a continuation of his campaign. He seems to be somebody who continually and actually enjoys breaking the rules. Elected leaders in Europe like Theresa May have got to get on with Donald Trump. He is the most powerful man in the world, and they cannot afford to antagonize him. They need to work with him. He said that he wants to get on with building the wall very quickly. He said that he wants to repeal and replace Obamacare. So I think those are going to be his focuses early in his administration, the issues of immigration and healthcare reform. And he'll also be focused on the issue of trade and globalization, which I think won him a lot of votes amongst the white working class voters in those Rust Belt states.